All right, thank you. Welcome back. It is Farm Talk. No paid actor portrayal here on Farm Talk. I play me every day on Farm Talk in the North Dakota Corn Council studio. I get a chance to, you know, I've kind of gone all over the U.S. of A, broadcasting from farm shows and conventions and summits. And one of the summits that I have had the pleasure of broadcasting from is the North Dakota Livestock Alliance Summit. And the executive director of the North Dakota Livestock Alliance, Amber Bashans, joins us now. Hello, Amber.
Hey, Mick. Hi, everybody.
Hey, that was a good year out there in Fort Ransom.
It was. It was not above zero, of course, you know, temperature-wise, but it was definitely a great sunshiny day and had some great tours and fun over at Qual Dairy.
And now, see, you were, last year, I believe, you were out in western North Dakota. And what's going on with the North Dakota Livestock Alliance Summit this winter?
Well, actually, our summit, we are changing gears like most everybody else is. We are not going to hold the in-person like we were originally planning for in February. We are actually going to do a four-part webinar series that we are going to launch December 3rd. So we'll do one webinar per month, and the first one will be with Farm Credit Services about the new leasing program that's available for deep pit facilities in North Dakota. So if you're looking at doing a flooded floor beef barn or hog unit or anything like that, this would be a really neat tool for you to use for financing.
Well, that sounds good. That's the first one, and then you got three more to go, huh?
Yep. And then the second one in January there will be our partners at A1 Development Solutions talking about the thought processes and the steps to go through when you're looking at adding livestock to your operation or even expanding livestock if you've already got some critters. And then we'll go into the third one will be on local foods and how to direct market your meats and other farm goods to the consumer. So a lot of people, you notice during the COVID spike and when grocery shelves were running low, some beef producers and hog producers learned to market directly to the consumers. So we'll talk about the regulatory standpoint and then also the marketing tools that are available.
Sure. All righty. So to get more information, to get registered and all this, do we go to your webpage or what do we do?
Yeah, go to our newly designed ndlivestock.org. We got lots of new fun stuff on there. We don't have the info posted yet. We'll have that out. It's at design right now. We'll have it all posted in a couple of weeks. And all we ask, it'll all be free to everybody. All we ask is for people to register so we know how many folks we're going to have online.
All right. You might have the best attendance ever because the price is right. And it's also good info.
Absolutely. And our last livestock summit, which was just southeast of Bismarck here last year, was 30 below zero, so at least this time we don't have to worry about our cars not starting.
Yeah, everybody will be in the comfort of their laptop or PC or wherever. So,
there you go. And we'll be giving out door prizes during each webinar as well, and the fourth webinar will actually be a really fun one, too, about diverse livestock feeding ideas. So lots of different fun stuff, and we'll give away door prizes at each one.
All right. All in the interest of profitability and sustainability. That's the buzzword right now, isn't it? Being sustainable in agriculture means, hey, you can do this again next year.
Yep, absolutely. You know, and that's what we've been preaching forever since we started here with our Corn Council and all of our commodity groups that are working with us and livestock groups. Is what we see livestock as a vital sustainability tool for our crop producers and also for diversifying livestock operations to ensure when a year is lean on one side, hopefully the other commodity will carry you through, and then also each commodity can benefit from each other. So like feeding corn stover or using stocks for bedding, whatever it may be.
In the animal agriculture world, that's not easy to get into, but I think the people who have built some pig barns recently or started feeding some animals either on the farm, got the kids back home, gave them some animals to work with. It's easy. The permitting process is easier now if you want to get big, right?
Well, I don't know if I'd ever use the word easier, but we definitely are narrowing down on developing different processes and different strategies to ensure that we're really supportive of transparency with the local folks, with all the way from the zoning boards through to, you know, neighbors, through the community itself, to make sure that everybody understands what modern animal agriculture looks like and what to expect when expecting. Yeah. You know, what's this pig barn going to look like, smell like, how many trucks are going to be on my road, all kinds of stuff like that. So transparency is really the biggest lesson learned, that's something we really got to focus on.
And that's the template now going forward is, I guess, this is the way it will work and no surprises for anybody.
Right, yeah, that's we've tried this strategy a couple of times with some hog facilities and, you know, with some beef and dairy expansions as well. As you know, the model works. That talking to people and having them fully understand what's going on definitely eases that fear of the unknown.
For sure. All righty. Let's see. A couple other. So, if people do want to, you know, build a barn or get a animal agriculture operation going, who should they contact first? You?
Well, we would absolutely love it if we would be your first stop, absolutely. Like I said, we're partnered with A1 Development Solutions, which also is a consulting firm that has developed over, probably inching up on 100 pig barns now in South Dakota and several dairies. So they're very experienced, and they work with us to help walk everybody through the process. And Department of Environmental Quality is very quickly responsive and very good at working with producers so everyone understands the process.
All right.
We've got a good group put together.
Yeah. How do people find you, get a hold of you?
Please go to our website. That's the easiest. So ndlivestock.org, and there's a contact us page on there along with my phone number.
Okie doke. Now, Midwest Dairy Ambassador, you've got some applications. There are applications up for that.
Yes, very. So shifting gears to the other hat I get to wear. Midwest Dairy, which is the dairy representative checkoff group for the Midwestern states here, they do a program every year where we have two college-age students that can apply for the Dairy Ambassador Program, which is they get to attend dairy open houses and different Egg in the Classroom events, fun stuff like that, representing dairy and talking about how dairy is good for the diet and how dairy, as we use the big S word, sustainability, the different processes farmers do to preserve our natural resources. So to apply for that, you just go to MidwestDairy.com, and you'll find to select future farmer leaders and then ambassador, and you select your state and fill out the app. It's super easy. And then at the end of the year, you'll be able to apply for a $1,000 scholarship as well.
All righty. Super. Thank you very, very much for all the good work you do, Amber Bechand, North Dakota Livestock Alliance. I appreciate it. And again, you're new and kind of zippy-looking website.
ndlivestock.org.
Gotcha.
Thanks, Mick.
You're welcome. Have a good rest of the week.